CD 10.
Lord Albert Salacci didn't much like parties. There was too much politics, and he particularly didn't like this one because it meant he was in the same room as Lord Winder, a man who deep down he believed to be a bad sort. In his personal vocabulary, there was no greater condemnation. What made it worse was that while seeking to avoid him, he also had to try at the same time to avoid Lord Venturi. Their families cordially detested one another. Lord Albert wasn't sure now what event in history had caused the rift, but it must have been important, obviously, otherwise it would be silly to go on like this. Had the Salacci and the Venturi been hill clans, they would have been a feud-in and a fight-in. Since they were two of the city's leading families, they were chillingly, viciously, icily polite to each other whenever social fate forced them together. And right now, his careful orbit of the less dangerously political areas of the damn party had brought him face to face with Lord Charles Venturi. It was bad enough having to campaign with the fellow, he thought, without being forced to talk to him over some rather inferior wine, but currently the party's tides offered no way of escape without being impolite. And, curiously, upper-class etiquette in Ankh-Morpork held that, while you could snub your friends any time you felt like it, it was the height of bad form to be impolite to your worst enemy.
"Venturi,"
he said, raising his glass a carefully calculated fraction of an inch.
"Salacci,"
said Lord Venturi, doing the same thing.
"This is a party," said Albert.
"Indeed, I see you are standing upright."
"Indeed, so are you, I see."
"Indeed, indeed. On that subject, I note many others are doing the same thing."
"Which is not to say that the horizontal position does not have its merits when it comes to, for example, sleeping," said Albert.
"Quite so. Obviously, that would not be done here."
"Oh, indeed, indeed."
The Salacci and the Venturi made a point, on occasions like this, to talk only about things on which there was no possibility of disagreement. Given the history of the two families, this had become a very small number of things. A brisk lady in a magnificent purple dress advanced across the ballroom floor, her smile travelling in front of her.
"Lord Salacci," she said, proffering her hand, "I hear you have been doing sterling work defending us from the mob."
His lordship, on social automatic pilot, bowed stiffly. He wasn't used to forward women, and this one was all forward. However, all safe topics of conversation with the Venturi had been exhausted.
"I fear you have the advantage of me, madam," he murmured.
"I certainly expect so," said madam,
giving him such a radiant smile that he didn't analyse her actual words.
"And who is this imposing military gentleman, a comrade in arms?"
Lord Salacci floundered. He'd been brought up knowing that you always introduced men to women, and this smiling lady hadn't told him her...
"Lady Roberta Mezzarole," she said. "Most people who know me call me madam, but my friends call me Bobby."
Lord Venturi clicked his heels. He was quicker on the uptake than his comrade in arms, and his wife told him more of the current gossip.
"Ah, must be the lady from Genoa," he said, taking her hand. "I have heard so much about you."
"Anything good?" said madam.
His lordship glanced across the room. His wife appeared to be deep in conversation. He knew to his cost that her wifely radar could fry an egg half a mile away, but the champagne had been good.
"Mostly expensive," he said,
which didn't sound quite as witty as he intended. She laughed anyway. Perhaps I was witty, he thought. I say, this champagne really is excellent.
"A woman has to make her way in the world as best she can," she said.
"May I make so bold as to ask if there is a Lord Mezzarole?" he said.
"So early in the evening," said madam, and laughed again.
Lord Venturi found himself laughing with her. "My word," he told himself, "this wit is a lot easier than I thought."
"No, of course, I meant," he began.
"I'm sure you did," said madam,
tapping him lightly with her fan.
"Now, I mustn't monopolise you, but I really must drag both of you away to talk to some of my friends."
She took Lord Venturi by the unresisting arm and piloted him across the floor. Salacci followed morosely, being of the opinion that when respectable women called themselves Bobby, the world was about to end and